Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah.
Today we will be discussing chapter 14 of Harry.
Are we going to restart that?
No, I loved it.
All right. I forgot I had to talk.
So I just wanted to let you know that you do a podcast with us. There's a microphone there. Anyways, today we will be discussing
Chapter 14
of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Norbert the Norwegian Ridgeback. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details. But before we begin, let's go to Megan for the Weekly Prophet. Megan.
Hi. I have some exciting news, because that's what I do. So this past week, I'm not sure when this is going to come out in correlation to like when we hear this news. I don't want to do the math right now, but they announced the talent who's going to be at the celebration of Harry Potter at Universal Studios at the end of January.
Nice.
Exciting stuff. Surprise, it's me.
And
Swish and Flick is going to be at the celebration of Harry Potter.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Half of us
that'd
will
be, so
be but
cool.
Not as talent.
Someday.
Always as talent, Megan. We're True. Always there as talent.
So James and Oliver Phelps are coming back again. They've been there a couple times, but they're super funny all the time at all the panels.
And I love them.
I'm excited that they're going to be there.
They play Gret and Forge.
Yes, those two.
Thank you, Tiffany.
And then, does anybody know how to say his name?
Oh, where?
Who?
Stanislav Yanovesky.
That sounded pretty good.
That sounded
legit to me.
Yeah.
AKA Victor Krum, which is exciting.
Victor Krum, who's very attractive.
This is the first time that he will have been to the celebration weekend. So it's cool that they're bringing some new talent this year. And they always wait. They always wait until closer to the event to announce more talent. There will definitely be more than three people. There's always at least four or five.
Doesn't Jason Isaacs like
he went last year
for the first time?
Last year was his first time at the celebration, but he's kind of been on a con roll this past
year. Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I've seen him pop up at like a ton of cons.
Yeah, I don't know why he all of a sudden decided to start
doing
that.
Nothing else going on, maybe.
Well, he's doing Star Trek now.
That's true. You're right.
But he started doing the cons before he started recording for Star Trek, because I remember he was supposed to be at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh and he had to back out because he had to go and record or he had to go and film Star Trek. But now that he's done with that season, maybe he's back in it. So who knows? Maybe they'll get him again, because I hope that they do, because he was awesome. He was actually probably one of the best talent pieces of talent. I don't know. He was one of the best.
You're a great piece of a person.
He's a person.
He was one of the best talent people that they had come in a while.
Yeah.
Because they had Rupert Grint a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I was real excited for that, but he was kind of iffy.
What does that mean?
He just didn't, I mean, well, I mean, real, like, that's kind of like, you always know that that's how Rupert interviewed. Like, he never really had good answers, and he never knew, like, he would always just say, oh, I don't know. Like, that's just kind of how he is in interviews.
Oh, okay.
But
was he having a good time?
It looked like it.
Okay.
But he was just kind of, he was himself. And I don't know why I expected more, but I did.
You want Ron. That's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, but he's just, he's not a good interviewer, so he didn't do very well at it. But
probably uncomfortable. I would be.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. Well, especially
plus because he's not really used to it. He doesn't do cons or anything like that. Yeah. He's never gone. One, I mean, like, they've had Tom Felton.
He's a TV show right now.
Oh, last year was Tom Felton and Jason Isaacs' first time in the Celebration.
Oh, yeah. The Malfoys.
And they were so good.
Like, they're so funny when they interview together,
because he would actually talk to Tom like his son,
yeah,
and like say those kinds of things. Like, it was like a father-son relationship, which was just hilarious.
Well, I'm sure, I mean, after so many years, it probably feels similar to that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they've also been doing interviews with Pottermore, and like, they did their Patronuses, right, and they just did something else too.
They
like
did him. That at the Celebration.
Well, yeah, and they're doing,
well, they did?
They've just been putting more stuff up.
And they,
so,
just
like, all of
though?
The people, yeah, they've been like saving it for some reason, because I think that, I don't know, but I know that, like, because those outfits that they had on, nerd moment, they were like wearing those at the Celebration, so.
Yeah.
We tell Tom Felton to never wear that hat again, because I don't like it.
Oh, I thought he looked fine.
He's so cute.
Mm. No, I'm not a fan.
So
I've
judgy.
Met Tom Felton. I know that, I've told people who follow us on Instagram will know that based on one picture that I posted a while ago, but he was probably the coolest Potter talent meet and greet that I've ever done.
He was really chill and cool.
Yeah, him and Matthew Lewis. Oh, my
so cute.
It's just got real hot in here.
I hope that they get Matthew Lewis, because
be
he
cool.
like lives there.
Right. He's done it before.
Yeah, so as of right now, they have Stanislav and James and Oliver, which will be cool. And they didn't really give us much more than that. Like, the packages went on sale. Most of them are already sold out, unfortunately.
Happens very quickly.
Yeah, they're like gone in hours. But they haven't said any of the panels, but this is my assumption. And if anybody who is listening is going to the Celebration of Harry Potter, first of all, let us know, because Katie and I will be there, and I would love to meet up with you. Maybe we'll do like a Swish and Flick gathering if enough people let me know that they're coming, and we can like do a little giveaway or something, like meet in Diagon Alley. I don't know. We can figure something out.
That's cool.
And if you do that, because Tiffany and I are probably not going to be there.
Yeah.
But we might be able to FaceTime.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. We can bring little cardboard cutouts so you guys.
Because we all know that
everyone. Please bring my head on a popsicle stick.
That sounds terrifying.
And take
but
my.
Okay.
No, take me
That'd
everywhere.
Be so funny.
Okay.
Please. Be okay. Hilarious.
Okay. But we know you really want to meet Tiffany and I, because we're the cool kids of this podcast.
Yo, Mally's.
Cool kids. Yeah, if anybody's coming, let us know. And then just from past experiences, this is what I'm guessing is going to be announced shortly. Probably like November, December, they usually give more info, but I'm sure that Mina Lima will be there, which is the graphic design duo that did everything for the Harry Potter films. Normally Pottermore comes and has a stand in the Harry Potter Expo, which is really fun. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour London comes, and they usually will bring something from the studio tour that you can see. Like, last year they had Aragog, like the legitimate
King
massive Aragog.
The body will decay.
And they also had one of Hagrid's outfits, and they had it on a
it's
mannequin.
Huge.
And it was,
oh, it was enormous.
It was so cool.
That's awesome. I'm already short, and it dwarfed me even more.
Normally they'll have, oh, last year was the first time they had Cursed Child there, and they brought Albus, Severus's, and Scorpion's wands, which had
Scorpion.
Never been seen.
Scorpius.
Scorpius.
Which was super, super cool, because apparently those wands had never been seen by the public before. They'd only been seen like on stage,
like in
from
London.
Far away.
How yeah. Cool.
You've never been able to see them up close
were
before.
Were they schmancy?
So. Yeah, they were really
cool.
Neat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then who
maybe
else
we'll
was
post
there?
Some
oh,
pictures.
Lego. Mm. Lego.
Ooh.
Not Lego, but like Lego video games, like the people yeah. who do Lego video games, mm-hmm. they were there.
That's cool.
There was a couple other things. It was really awesome, though. They had this stand last year where any picture that you posted on Instagram and hashtagged it with a specific thing, it would print, and you could go every day and pick up all of your photos from the celebration, and they were like little mini printouts, and they were super cute, and I loved it. I would like purposely post pictures on Instagram to go and get printouts of them later that night. So
that's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's what I would do.
And then also normally the guy who does the wand battling is there, and he does
wand choreography. And he's in London.
Yeah, actually,
right now doing that.
He just did
dark art stuff.
A little like Instagram story for Warner Brothers Studios Tora on Instagram, obviously, that they posted like last night or something, and it was really neat.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
So yeah, that's my guess as to what's going to be announced and what's coming. And then normally they'll announce two more people.
Two?
Usually, like, they'll have two more.
Okay.
It's at least four.
It's always at least four. I'm going to guess that they'll probably get two more people.
Can you imagine, like, how crazy it would get if the trio actually, went?
I don't think that.
But they should.
I don't think Dan or Emma.
Here's what they should do, which is, that's garbage.
I feel like Emma would over Dan.
True.
Yeah, but Emma is actually like legitimately more busy than Dan. Like, you know, I mean, like she has more projects. Well, she's doing more things. She doesn't necessarily have the time like Dan does. Sorry, Dan. Shout out to you. Not that you're ever going to listen to this, but I think that he tries to distance himself from Harry Potter a lot. And that bothers me because.
Embrace it, Dan. You are Harry.
He is Harry Potter. As much as he likes it or doesn't like it. Like, I know that he appreciates it and all of that kind of stuff, but I get that you want to do other projects, and that's all fine and dandy, and I welcome you to do that, but you also should
stick to your screaming roots.
Your screaming roots. I mean, like, the fact that he couldn't take an hour out of his day or something to go and record the speaking for Universal for the train.
Shouldn't tell anybody that they're going. Like, it should be like a normal celebration, and then everybody gets like this crazy awesome surprise. So people aren't like, you know.
I am hoping for something really cool like that, because this is the fifth year they're doing it. So it's kind of like an anniversary year.
Yeah, but it'd be
look out for seven.
Yep. That's exactly what
I'm really?
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool though. And I hope that they do that sometime, but I don't.
One can always hope.
It'd be neat.
Yes.
They had Warwick Davis last year, and he was funny. So sorry.
Do we want to tell everybody what we look like today?
Oh yeah,
yeah. We're having a Disney day
because we like other fandoms.
So all of us are wearing Mickey ears because we like them.
Yep.
And me, Katie, and Sarah are wearing Disney shirts.
And showed up and said, "I forgot.
I did forget."
She's at least wearing Harry Potter.
I am.
So
I always
falter.
Wear Potter. Yeah.
I have Potter socks on.
I have my Gryffindor socks on.
I don't have
that. I stole from Sarah.
I always have.
Oh, those are really cute. Yeah. They're like
the sweater.
I always
have Harry Potter and Disney with me because of tattoos.
Yeah. Well, we always.
Okay, you're not the only one. You're sitting here like, I have.
We all have Potter.
We all have
Disney as well.
I have Disney.
What?
Ohana.
Same as you.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because to me that's not like a Disney tattoo.
I mean,
that's
I agree.
A friend tattoo because someone lived in Hawaii.
Which is an odd thing to think that we would do that.
I have Winnie the Pooh. Shout out to Pooh Bear.
He's listening.
He is.
What's
He's
up?
Right there.
I am wearing
has my Winnie the Pooh ears on.
Because Sarah got me Star Wars ears and I love them.
But they hurt.
They hurt.
They're heavy.
Like, they're super heavy.
They're plastic.
Yeah.
They light up.
They dug into my skull.
They're pretty sweet.
They're amazing. You can find them on the internets.
I got them off of Amazon. They are legitimately
I'll put them on
Disney.
My
You can
on
see
my,
what they
Twitter.
Look like on our Instagram.
On our story. Yeah.
On our story.
But let's go talk about more of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Potter.
And who he is.
With a recap.
What he gets into.
Let's do a little recap.
Recap.
So last time, the trio finally found out who Nicholas Flamel is. Snape volunteered. Yes, Meg?
I'm sorry. Can I interject something about the celebration weekend?
I'm recapping.
I'm sorry. Our weekly prophet. This is like, I forgot to mention this.
Okay.
Usually every year at the celebration weekend, they save something really big to announce, whether it be Universal, Harry Potter in general, the Warner Brothers Studio Tour. Like last year, they announced the expansion of the Studio Tour and they did the Forbidden Forest.
Right.
There's speculation that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them 2 information will be revealed.
Oh, I hope it's the title.
Celebration weekend. I'm thinking that it might be the title, as it could be like an early video thing that we watched.
What if they get the teaser?
A teaser trailer with the title in it. That'd be amazing.
It's like a teaser trailer.
Her hands are on her face. She's freaking out.
And if that's the case, my prediction is that some of the other guests might be Fantastic Beasts guests.
If Eddie Redmayne came, poop yourself?
The front door.
Because there were a lot of rumors that that was going to happen last year, and they had Eddie Redmayne do an announcement, but it was like they had a video of him, because they announced that he was going to be doing the audiobook of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And that's out.
I want it.
Yeah, you should do it. So if that is going to be the case, I bet you the other one or two people will be people from Fantastic Beasts.
That'll be cool.
It'll be then. It'll be catching the Niffle.
Oh, I would die if it was Queenie.
Is Florence here today?
Florence is always here. He's catching the Niffle.
There's something wrong with
that. So yeah, I would die if Queenie came.
So we'll keep you updated on all that.
Because I am going to be Queenie one day. Is that what you're going to wear for your costume? Yeah, we're going to do two. We're going to do one on Saturday and one on Sunday. I don't know what day I'm going to be Queenie, but I'm going to be Queenie
when we go there? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My guess is that's what she's going to be for Halloween.
Wait and see.
Hmm.
I'm having a Halloween party.
No one's going to go.
I'm
going to
be Dobby.
She's going to be Infant Harry. Swaddled with a letter.
Sarah's gonna carry me around all night.
Oh my god, you guys are crazy.
I'm gonna be the basket.
Oh my god.
Why is that so funny? I now wish
you
this
could
is
be Hagrid with the motorbike. Am I allowed to do my recap now?
Yes,
you're allowed.
I totally forgot to bring that up, and I thought it was really important.
It's exciting. So Trio finds out who Nicholas Flamel is. Snape volunteers the referee the next Quidditch match. Thankfully, it all goes okay. But after the match, Harry sees Snape sneak off to the forest. So, of course, because he's Harry, he follows him. And he finds that he's having a meeting with Quirrell. And it sounds like Snape's trying to get him to steal the stone for him. And the trio pieces it together that there's more things guarding the stone than just Fluffy.
Dun, bum, bum, bum. All
right. Chapter 14. I'd like to tell you, I didn't know that this was the chapter named Norbert the Norwegian Ridgeback, which is a mouthful, and I almost couldn't say it.
What do you mean?
What else is new? I didn't know that was the chapter name because I didn't really look at the chapter name because I don't really read.
I don't know what's happening.
Never realized that was the title.
I didn't realize it was the title of the chapter.
All right.
I skim over that part.
Just like I skipped the first chapter of Goblet of Fire.
Is someone editing my writing?
Yeah, you spelled stuff wrong, so I'm fixing it.
What else is new?
It bothers me.
All right, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are a little surprised that Quirrell hasn't cracked yet. He seems paler and thinner than usual. They notice that Snape is still in his bad mood, and they keep checking to see while here if Fluffy is guarding the door. What are you laughing at? Did I tell something?
No, just keep reading. Okay.
Hermione is spending more time studying for the exams, and she's freaking out a bit because they're only 10 weeks away, which is ridiculous. I'd be worrying if it's 10 hours away. I'm a procrastinator. Since Easter holidays, and the gang hangs out in the library taking notes on what they might be on their exams, while Hermione is studying the 12 uses of dragon's blood, and Harry's looking up Dittany to see, they see Hagrid inside the library, and they talk with them, or he talks with them, to see... But he seems to be hiding something. After a little investigation, they find out that he was looking up dragons. They decide they'll pay Hagrid a visit. Well, Hagrid's hut, Harry first asks Hagrid if he knows what's guarding the stone besides Fluffy, telling them he doesn't know and he wouldn't tell them even if he did. He does, however, tell them that there's other teachers that have enchantments guarding the stone, Snape and Quirrell included. Harry comments on how hot Hagrid's hut is, and we learn that Hagrid has a dragon's egg that's almost ready to hatch. A Norwegian Ridgeback. They spend the next few days worrying about the dragon and Hagrid, so they devise a plan to contact Ron's brother, Charlie, who is a dragon trainer in Romania.
Can I read what it actually says?
Yes.
Ron's brother, Charlie, who is a dragon training in Romania.
A dragon training in Romanian. Sarah.
I love it.
What we were laughing at.
This is what happens when you... Oh, no, I did this the night that we did... That was Thursday. Anyway, so...
No excuses.
So they decide to contact Charlie, or who we like to call in this circle, Ed. Malfoy may have overheard their plans to sneak the dragon out of Hogwarts using the invisibility cloak, and going into the tower to get rid of the dragon. Ron can't go with Harry because of his hand that Norbert bit, and it has swollen so much he has to go see Madame Pomfrey, and he tells her that it's, oh, a dog bit me. She's not dumb. So Harry...
Wait, like, hold on. Where would a dog be in Hogwarts?
Fang. Oh, Snuffles.
No, Snuffles isn't there.
He's in jail.
So Harry and Hermione go on Saturday at nightfall to get Norbert from Hagrid, and then hidden under the cloak, they make their way to the tower to meet Charlie. While climbing, they watch as McGonagall has Malfoy by the ear, telling him he's getting detention for being out of bed after curfew, and she won't listen to him as he tries to tell her about Harry having a dragon. Hidden, they finally make it to Charlie and watch as he leaves with the dragon. Harry and Hermione breathe a sigh of relief and head back to their dorms. They didn't realize they left the cloak until they meet with Filch at the bottom of the stairs.
Mm. Quick little edit on your summary.
What, breath?
They don't meet Charlie. They meet his friend.
Yeah, whatever. They meet his Charlie.
I didn't really ruin it. But anyways, they contact Charlie. They meet his friends, the dragon people. I was going to say that.
The dragon people. All right.
Regardless,
we still
Norbert is no longer at Hogwarts, and Ron.
Bye bye, Norbert.
And Harry and Hermione are all really in trouble, but Ron's only in trouble for getting his hand bit. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I don't do life well.
It's okay.
Clearly, I don't read the details.
We'll let it go.
I've never read this book before. Oh
my God. So weeks are going by, and the stone is still safe.
Whew.
Much to everyone's surprise, especially Ron's, I think. So the trio, they check in every now and then to make sure that Fluffy's still around. And they also try and encourage Quirrell when they see him by like smiling at him. So I wonder, like, what is he thinking? Like every time he sees these people like smiling at them, is he like, I hate you, like stop smiling at me, or like,
what do they know?
Right. Yeah. Like, I wonder what he thinks every time they see him.
Probably
like,
more things on his mind than why are these kids being weird.
Probably doesn't even notice.
Yeah.
You think?
He's got Voldemort on the back of his head.
I know,
head.
But I wonder if Voldemort's like, gosh, quit smiling at me. I hate you.
I think they're more worried about how, like, getting the stone.
I don't know.
Than Voldemort these, doesn't these do smiles.
Little 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds.
He works in back. He sees no smiles.
That's when's Ron's birthday? Is he 12 by this point?
What? Yeah, his birthday is in March.
Isn't he the oldest?
No,
no, Hermione is the oldest.
Hermione. Her birthday is September 19th.
Okay.
I think Ron's is March.
It's in March. For sure.
Oh, man.
I'll Google it. Continue talking about things that actually matter.
There was supposed to be a Hogsmeade weekend on his birthday one year, and it got canceled, and I can't remember why.
All right.
But it was March. Sorry.
So Quirrell appears to be, like, wasting away, and I guess this is, like, the stress of having Voldemort possessing you. It's got to be, like, a terrible burden to bear.
Do you think that... I mean, clearly that whole thing is very stressful, but do you think that... not Snape. I was gonna say, do you think Snape's sucking the life force out of him? Because that would be weird. Do you think
Snape is secretly a Dementor?
Right. Do you think that Voldemort's like kind of sucking the life out of him?
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
That's a huge part of why he's getting paler, like, and thinner. Like, say they were two separate people and he was still trying to get the stone.
Like, I feel like he's not succeeding in a timely manner, like in which like Voldemort wants him to. One, and then two, I feel like physically having him possessing him definitely does that.
Back whenever we talked about, I don't know when we talked about this, but Voldemort being in like the forests in Albania and how he would
possess animals.
He would possess animals and they would die quicker.
Yep.
Well, I'm assuming that that's kind of the same case with him possessing a human. So
he's dying.
He's taking long to get the stone, so he's being possessed by Voldemort longer. So I'm assuming that like literally he is wasting away because Voldemort is sucking the life out of him. Mm-hmm. And Voldemort is like, rush, 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 like, do this, because I think that he knows Quirrell's probably going to die.
Oh. And he's going to have to find someone new.
Yeah.
To possess.
So he would have to start all over again if Quirrell didn't get it in a timely manner, because Voldemort knows he's killing Quirrell.
Yep.
Deep.
That's my
assessment.
Sweaty.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's really good.
So Hogwarts.
I try. Sorry.
That's okay. Hogwarts students are 10 weeks away from taking their exams, and Hermione...
10?
No.
Okay.
Weird.
Well, don't you click when it's 12, and I said 12 uses of dragon's blood in my summary. No one clicked.
Way to go,
Here's
Katie.
A delayed bell.
Get ready for another one, Katie.
All right.
So they're 10 weeks away from their exams, and Hermione is like in full studying mode. She's making schedules, and she's schedules for studying. She's nagging the boys to do the same. And they mentioned that their Easter holiday wasn't as enjoyable as their Christmas holiday because they had to study all the time and they had very little time to relax. So Hermione was reciting the 12 uses of
that wasn't a good one.
There you go. Of dragon's blood. And I said, I wish we knew what they were.
I have to interject here. Yes. Does this debunk our theory
of
the 12 uses of one of the uses being for Horcruxes? Because if they're studying them in school, then they would find out about the Horcruxes.
You're right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that's just a plot hole.
Could be.
Continue.
When, what did we say about Horcruxes?
We said that since we didn't know what the 12 uses were, that using dragon's blood to make a Horcrux might be plausible.
Yeah, because we also don't know how to make a Horcrux, nor have we ever learned.
But if they're studying them in their first year,
yeah,
then no.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's probably uses that we don't necessarily know. I mean, that's just 12 uses that are known. So.
But that they
Voldemort might know that you can use dragon's blood because he tried it, but he's obviously not going
to
tell the
public. But he's not the first person to make a Horcrux, though.
Right. There's probably multiple ways. I know that it involves an incantation.
Maybe there's a 13th way.
Which, well, this is totally off topic. I probably should just wait.
You want to wait?
There'll be no silly wand waving or incantations in this class.
I was just going to say that. If he has to have an incantation to create a Horcrux, why is Harry a surprise Horcrux?
Yeah, I know.
But, okay, go ahead.
We'll get to that later.
Maybe it's different for,
like 5 years.
Maybe it's different for, like, beings, right? Like, maybe he didn't have to have an incantation for Nagini either.
But the question...
Interesting. Well, maybe...
This is off topic, but I have to say this right now so I don't forget it. The question begs, is Harry the first ever human that is... A Horcrux.
Probably.
I would say yes.
So maybe it's different in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
We'll talk about that in...
In about 5 years.
In about 5 years. We'll get back to that.
That came from talking about the 12 uses of dragon's blood. So we're awesome. To Sorcerer's Stone,
back
guys.
To the stone here. So they're in the library, and it's like the first nice day in a long time. It's a forget-me-not blue sky. Damn. You're really not feeling that bell today.
Sarah, take it over.
And,
my pleasure.
They're like, summer is coming. And so Harry was looking up Dittany when Hagrid was spotted by Ron in the library, and that's apparently an unusual place for Hagrid to be because they're like shocked to see him there.
I would assume that that's odd.
I would agree.
So I wanted to look up Dittany. Because we hear about it a lot. It's a magical plant used in potion making, and it is a powerful healing herb, and it's a restorative. Its use makes fresh skin grow over a wound, and after application, the wound seems like several days old. So it's like super healing, like fast. And the meaning of the word Dittany comes from the ancient Greek something or another that's in Greek. And it means, how would you say that?
Dicte?
Yeah.
It's a mountain in Crete that the plant grew on.
I've been to Crete.
Very cool.
weird fact of the podcast.
And so I kind of also went along with a little history of Dittany, which we thought in one of our previous episodes when Snape was mangled by Fluffy, why didn't he use Dittany? You made that joke. And she's laughing at it.
It's a good joke.
It was a good joke.
It was really, I remember doing it. Not.
So, Snape suggests that Malfoy use it after Harry's attack on him using Sectum Sempra, saying that it might prevent any like lasting scarring if he... like takes it immediately. So takes it sounds ingested, but Hermione uses it
as a stopper.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you can probably
Well,
use
maybe
it
his
ways.
Wounds were like super internal because of that spell.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe. Hermione uses it to heal Ron's arm when he gets splinch, disapparating after they escape from the ministry. And she uses it again to heal a snake bite. From Nagini and after Godric's Hollow. And then again, after they break out of Gringotts, they heal the burns from the dragon.
No, the burns from the...
The I'm sorry.
From the cup.
From the cups. Yeah. The multiple cups.
Give me the cup.
You're a dork.
Shout out to Trelawney.
Yes.
Name that movie.
Okay. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Way to be.
So Dittany might be quite rare because Hermione was only able to obtain like a small bottle of it for their travels. But it also appears that only small amounts need to be used for various wounds. So, and it's also described as being a brown.
Is that a color that's liquid. Significant?
I don't know. It's just a color.
We're going for all colors. All the colors whole here. Spectrum, Sarah.
So,
Roy G. Biv. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've got on that. Dittany.
Can we take a little break right here really quick?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Hey there, witches and wizards. Are the Muggles still getting you down?
As I feel like the Muggles are kind of like sand.
Yeah, me too. They're kind of they're coarse and they're rough and they get everywhere.
You know, Swish and Flick have great discussions about Harry Potter, but they underestimate our power.
They do. We're asking the tough questions, the ones that not even Rita Skeeter herself would ask.
Could Ron bullseye a Womp Rat?
Good question.
Did Neville have the high ground?
Good question.
Is Harry the chosen one?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to set your time turners to a long time ago and apparate to a galaxy far, far away.
Check out Rebel Watch, an all-Star Wars podcast,
where we discuss the important things, like porgs, Ewoks, Jawas, and yes, the port key to everything,
Darth Jar Jar.
All right, and welcome back to Swish and Flick. We had to have a cookie break.
Had to. Sorry.
Had to.
Don't say you're sorry. Those cookies were delicious and made by a wonderful human being.
Thank you, Sarah, for our Shweta cookies.
A Shweta cookie. Mrs. Weasley came over and gave me the recipe. What's the word? Mirrored after her sweater she makes her family. She gave me one 2 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
Back to the podcast.
So, we left off talking about Dittany. Because that's what they were talking about in the library, didn't we?
Didn't we? That's what I was going to say.
So the trio comes across Hagrid in the library. And he quickly leaves. He doesn't really talk to them a whole lot. So they are curious to see where he was. Mm. Where do you guys think that he was?
I think he was looking up vacation packages.
I think he was looking up dating for giants.
How to homemade dog treats for Fang.
Oh. Big and tall clothing.
How to make your own.
Guys, he was in the dragon section.
What?
Yeah. Some books that he had been looking at were Dragon Species of Great Britain and Ireland, From Egg to Inferno.
I love that title. Yeah, that's so good.
A Dragon Keeper's Guide.
Ooh, what's he trying to do?
What does this tell us?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Harry tells them that Hagrid has always wanted a dragon, too. Because that's like one of the first things that Hagrid ever tells Harry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then Ron explains to everybody kindly that it's against the law. Quote, dragon breeding was outlawed by the Warlocks Convention of 1709. Everyone knows that.
Gosh, Ron. Smug?
He's
smug?
Yeah. He's kind of like a know-it-all in his own sense, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can he remember this?
Which I think...
Because his brother...
He's super into dragons.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. How can you remember that? But he just complains about history of magic.
I'm assuming it's because of Charlie.
Yeah he probably heard it a lot.
I'd also say about him being a know-it-all, he also marries one, so... Two little peas in a pod.
Another reason spoiler. Why I think that they're perfect together. So
that's a major spoiler, Sarah. How dare you?
So we
I didn't even say who it was.
Well, we
no words were ever spoken. No name came out of my mouth. My mouth. Your mouth.
So we hear about Ed. I mean, Charlie.
Other people are like, this joke's not funny. We find it hilarious.
It's super old. We're on episode 14?
Yep. Still.
Can I say that I've seen Charlie Weasley in concert twice this year?
Mm. I've seen him once.
It's wonderful.
I was in Rome.
Ron talks about how crazy Charlie's burns are from taking care of all the dragons, which I think is funny. I wonder if uses Dittany a lot.
Is that why he's still single?
Maybe.
Who doesn't like battle scars?
Yeah, really.
Hey, I would marry him.
Look at
Charlie. Call me up.
Look at Remus.
Spoiler alert.
Whew.
Whew. Remus.
That Remus.
That Remus Lupus.
Remus.
So this is when Harry finds out that there are actually wild dragons in Britain, which I would be surprised too.
They're on the down low.
Nope.
I'm wondering if this is the first time that we've ever heard of obliviating.
I think so.
I think you're right.
Which is cool because that comes around a lot, obviously, in the series, especially in the next book.
It does. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh man. Jokes for days.
So I thought that it would be cool to talk about some of the dragons that we hear about that are common in Britain.
Can we pick one we want to own?
Sure.
Can I get a dragon?
I want one.
Cool.
Can I get a dragon?
Woo-woo. So...
I don't know.
First up is the Welsh Green.
Okay.
Where does everybody think the Welsh Green is native to?
Ireland.
Wales.
Yes, Sarah. Good job.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know
that? Is it in the dock?
The Welsh Green.
Oh.
Context clues.
All I was focusing on was green and Irish.
Green.
What is my problem?
I don't know.
It's because I smell pot roast and I haven't eaten it yet.
I'm so hungry. Okay.
It's so good.
So it's habitat. It nests in high mountains and obviously it is green. I know that's kind of weird, right? Like I thought that it was purple, but.
Well, I probably would have knowing my track record with this dragon.
Jeez.
It has narrow jets of flame coming out of its mouth when it wants to. And its preferred food is sheep, which I think makes sense. Am I right?
That's really cute that different dragons have preferred food.
Yeah.
As do humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I prefer the flesh of other humans.
Oh my God.
You are sick.
Are you trying to create a Horcrux over there?
Oh.
It's just because it's Halloween time.
Whoa.
Around Halloween, I just crave human beings.
Such a weirdo.
Is your name Winifred?
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
No.
Get out.
I haven't watched a movie since like last year.
Guys, let's talk about dragons. Its eggs are earthy brown, speckled with green.
Hmm.
Speckled with green.
That was a good one. That was a good ding.
Thanks.
And the first time that we actually see one of these dragons is in the Triwizard Tournament, and this dragon gets assigned to Fleur Delacour.
Fleur Delacour.
So I thought that was neat. Next up is, I don't know if I'm going to say this properly, but the Hebridean Black.
That's not a good.
And this is an aggressive dragon, apparently. I don't see the Welsh Green being an aggressive dragon, even though it like breathes fire and stuff. But, you know, I mean, like, based on temperament, like, okay, the Welsh Green breathes fire, but so does the Hungarian Horntail. And clearly the Hungarian Horntail was extra angry.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the Hebridean Black is an aggressive species of dragon native to the Hebride Islands of Scotland.
Sure.
Whatever you want. Like I would know.
Anybody who lives in Scotland, can you let us know how to say
Scotland.
That?
Scotland.
So anyway, they can grow to be up to 30 feet long.
Oh my gosh.
And it's dark with rough scales, ridges along its back, a spiked tail, and bright purple eyes.
Why can I not ding this bell?
It's not your day.
Katie. Sounds like the dragon needs some moisturizer to smooth out that rough skin.
The Hebridean Black eats mostly deer, though it has also carried off large dogs and cattle.
No, not the dogs.
Tiffany likes to eat deer.
It is delicious.
Venison I've
is
never good. Had it.
Unique, I don't think you'd eat it.
Yeah. The McFusty clan, who lives in the Hebrides? Maybe it's Hebridean. Hebrides?
You keep saying it. We don't know.
None of us could tell you the answer.
Has traditionally been responsible for these dragons. So everybody blames the McFusty clan for these dragons being bred. In 1814, a hapless Quidditch team called the Bankery Bangers, we actually discussed this in our Felix Files.
Yes.
Quidditch Through the Ages episode.
I don't
check
remember
it out.
This.
They tried to capture Hebridean Black to become their team mascot, but they were stopped by the ministry.
Or like the dragon was like,
yeah.
You're well, dead
that, that, that sound was fire. If you didn't know,
fire really came out of her mouth. It was crazy.
I wish you guys ever watched Game of Thrones, because in my head I'm picturing when she has her dragons and they're like,
that,
all
the that, people. That also was fire.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah. Those are the two that we hear about.
Nice.
Very cool.
But there are more.
There are more.
Obviously, there's the Norwegian Ridgeback. I guess I could have talked about that one. Should we look up what the Norwegian Ridgeback is like?
Yeah, why didn't you?
Is there one in this chapter?
I don't know. There is.
Mm. Let me. It's right here. I just got to click another link.
One more link.
Species of dragon native to Northern Europe. They're actually native to Norway. Weird, right? Whoa. I know. Never would have guessed it.
You know, I wouldn't have gotten that because I apparently can't connect things today.
They live in the mountains. This seems to be common. They have black scales. Okay, let's talk about how they did not get the description of this one, right, in the movie. Black scales, bronze horns, and black ridges on its back. So, they made the whole thing, like, green and gold, kind of, didn't they? Norbert?
I don't remember either, actually. As many times as we've seen that movie.
I know he's mostly green, which makes no sense because they don't say green anywhere in his appearance here, but...
I can tell you, I can see in my head...
Hagrid tickling his chin. Yeah, same.
He knows his mama.
I actually just watched that movie this morning and I can't even remember like all the colors, but I know that he's mostly green. Anyway, they mostly eat large mammals, including water animals, so I guess... They can swim. Yeah. Maybe they eat whales. I don't know.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
I don't know. It just makes me sad.
Whales?
They have black eggs and they are venomous from their bite, as we find out from Ron's bite later in this chapter.
Yep. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Hagrid gets the dragon egg from... Whoa. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk about this later. I'm not going to go further in. Sorry, it's in the information about the Norwegian Ridgeback, but I'll stop there.
Slow your roll.
I'm slow in my row.
All right. Now that we know about dragons.
Yes.
Dragons.
So after the library, Harry, Ron, and Hermione go to see Hagrid at his hut, and he's acting a little funny. All his curtains are closed. He actually asks, like, who it is before he lets them in. Mm-hmm. He shuts the door super quick, and it's super hot in his house. And I think it's funny that, again, the trio refuses any food from him. They do not want his stoat sandwiches.
That sounds disgusting.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a... Isn't it a fish? Am I wrong?
Stoat sandwich.
Stoat?
Yeah.
I think it is. Oh, it's either that or it's probably like a stomach lining or something.
I'm going to look it up. Excuse me while I look it up. It says it's made with the meat of a stoat. Thanks.
That's a short-tailed weasel.
Oh, the stoat. What? It's a weasel?
It says the stoat, also known as a short-tailed weasel, is a mammal of the... Well, we don't care about the genus or the family of it, but yeah, it's a weasel.
You guys, right. I thought it was a fish, and I don't know why, because I was thinking like sardine.
Yeah. A sardine.
But why would you eat a weasel?
I don't know. Okay. It's Hagrid.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, but people probably think that with other things.
You know, he probably makes a bunch of clothing out of...
That's true.
The weasels he eats.
He's got a stoat coat. Anyway, so Harry asks him if there are other things guarding the stone besides Fluffy. And he doesn't want to tell them, but Hermione puts on the charm and pretty much woos him into telling them.
Yes.
So we learn that Fluffy's from Hagrid. And there's also enchantments from Professor Sprout, Flitwick, McGonagall, Quirrell, Dumbledore himself, and even Snape. And the trio, they're shocked that Snape has also helped out to protect the stone.
Yep.
So Hagrid tells them, you know, I hope you're not still on about that. Snape's trying to protect the stone. He's not trying to steal it. But really, the trio is just like, well, he's got some insider info then.
Snape is one of the professors protecting the stone. He's not about to steal it.
Thank you, Meg.
Sorry.
So if he's got the insider info, all he needs to know is how to get past Quirrell's enchantment. And then he's there to get the stone.
Yep.
And Hagrid tells them that it's just him and Dumbledore that are the only ones who know how to get past Fluffy, or so we think.
Yes.
And we also find out why it's so hot in his hut. Hagrid has a huge black dragon egg in his fireplace. Super weird. You have to feed them a bucket of brandy mixed with chicken blood every half hour.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of brandy.
That's gross.
Yeah. Getting this dragon a little tipsy.
I hope that Hagrid has a lot of chickens around.
Yeah.
True.
What is it going to do with all that meat?
But, like, I'm thinking, like, why does it eat this? Like, what does it eat in, like, the natural environment? What's dragon milk like?
Yeah, really. I don't know.
Is it alcoholic?
One would hope so.
Is that a drink at the Hogshead?
I don't know.
Strolls up. Coming in from a daily drink. Norbert,
what
you
are these arms about?
Little dragon wings.
Oh.
I'm coming in. Gonna sit at the bar.
The usual, I presume, Norbert.
Yes, please. One bucket.
I think the specialty drink at the Hogshead is like goat's milk or something, isn't it?
It is.
Aberforth loves goats.
He does.
A little too much.
What is this?
Oh, we were talking about the Hogshead.
It's the face you made. It was amazing. Hermione also kindly reminds Hagrid that he lives in a wooden house, and it's probably not practical to have a dragon.
Especially a fire-breathing dragon.
But Hagrid doesn't care.
I don't think it'd be practical to have a dragon in any house.
True.
True. Yeah, but you know Hagrid.
It's Hagrid.
Hagrid.
Hagrid's gonna...
Hagrid. Yeah, I'm just gonna say the same.
You?
Hagrid's gonna Hagrid.
Hagrid's gonna Hagrid.
All right. So, Hagrid's hut is a popular place in this chapter. So, a few days later, they get a note from him telling them that it's hatching.
Oh, my God.
So, Ron really wants to skip Herbology to go to Hagrid's, but Hermione was like, that's a hard no.
I think it's really funny that Ron is like, when are we ever going to have the chance to see a dragon hatch? And I'm
so
actually
true.
Really surprised that Hermione isn't about that.
It's such a hands-on learning experience.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm surprised that she wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that would be a really cool thing to see.
Well, maybe it's because it's not for her grade.
I think I that if this was like in the fourth, fifth...
Yeah, I agree.
She would have gone
right
away.
Hermione's not so much about the YOLO. That's Ron.
Yeah, she's much more about Ron than anything else.
True.
Aw, young love.
Love is in the air.
So they have a discussion. They're almost openly talking about the dragon. And so Harry has to make sure that they shut their mouths. And then Hermione finally relents to going to Hagrid's in the morning after class to see the egg hatching and how it's progressing. So Hagrid greets them very excitedly, the egg's on the table, and they move closer to it so they can see the dragon inside is moving, and it's almost ready to come out. It finally splits open, and out flopped the dragon.
Flopped.
Harry compares it to a black crumpled umbrella.
I love that.
It has spiny, huge wings, a skinny jet body, long snout with wide nostrils, stubs of horns, and bulging orange eyes.
I think it sounds pretty cute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm not doing it.
Have you given it up for today?
I have.
Oh, okay.
No, I should probably not sit on my hands then, since I have to have them free in case I need to ding the bell.
Okay.
So Hagrid's beaming over his little dragon, calling him beautiful, and it's and it's short-lived because he sees that someone was looking through the curtains.
Ugh.
And whoever that someone is saw them all there with the dragon, and it's against the law. Yes.
Continue.
Okay. Harry looks out and sees that it was Malfoy. Oh, no.
That stinking little snitch.
Malfoy.
Ugh. Malfoy. Draco Malfoy.
I got you.
Within the next week, the three of them spend most of their free time at Hagrid's trying to get him to give Norbert up because, one, it's not safe for Hagrid to have it, and really, it's not fair to Norbert to be cooped up in a tiny little house that he can burn down.
You're so right.
And it's also not legal to have him there.
Truth.
I wonder what his plan was when Norbert gets,
he did
like,
not
really
have,
I mean,
no,
he didn't care. Not that he didn't care, but he was focusing on the present.
He was probably thinking of the forest.
I guess. But like the forest is made of trees, which he would catch on fire.
Oh my gosh.
The forest is made of trees?
Just saying.
And so that week, Norbert
grows
times, and there's smoke furling out of his nostrils, Katie.
I just wanted to say it's cute that Hagrid calls himself Mummy, and
Norbert,
just like Newt does to all of his creatures.
Yeah.
Aww.
Don't worry, Mom's here. It's a little Achimese.
Oh my god,
cute.
I love Newt. God, they're so cute.
So it's interesting to see a softer side of Hagrid.
Your little,
little Norbert.
A little mothering side.
A little mothering side. Well, we actually don't know that his name is Norbert yet. So the dragon,
Norberta?
The little.
Norberta?
could be.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When do we find that out? Okay, sorry.
Wait, it's a girl?
It is, actually. We find that out when he's talking to Charlie at some point.
Charlie!
And he's like, that's a female or something, because they're like more vicious than the males.
Yeah, we are.
Why is it a cat every time a dragon sound comes out of my mouth?
What do they sound like?
Roar!
Sorry if that bothers you. That's just me breathing fire on my
It sounds like
enemies.
You're trying to hack up a hairball.
It sounds like a really loud crowd.
Again, a cat.
Yeah, a cat. So
you look very cozy.
I'm so cozy.
Out of nowhere, one day, Harry suddenly like has this idea, like smack him. So they're chatting with Hagrid like about his plans for Norbert, and he's just like, Charlie. Or Ed.
I got it.
Either way.
Ed Sheeran.
And Ron's like, no. I'm Ron. And I just think this is so funny because you know Molly goes through the rundown of all the kids' names before she gets... I mean, my parents did it and there's only two of us. Like, your mom does it all the time.
My grandmother was horrible.
Your grandma
with it.
Does it or did it all the time. Yeah. And it's just... It cracks me up. He's like, no, I'm Ron.
So
and
good.
So, like, even though Harry's never met him, like, this is just, like... The natural reaction because Molly mixes those names up all the time. So no one can blame her. There's a lot of kids in that family. So his plan is for Charlie to take Norbert to Romania so that he can be in his natural environment and Hagrid won't get fired. Or
what if the other dragons are mean to him?
Right.
He's only a baby. After
He's
all.
Only a baby. And so they decide to, well, Hagrid has to agree to this, and he finally agrees, and they send an owl to Charlie. And so a week goes by, and they're helping Hagrid take care of him, and they're kind of getting, like, fed up. And Ron one night gets bitten. And so they think the dragon is awful, and they're, like, they're just so over it, you guys.
Especially seeing as Hagrid finds the dragon to be like a little kitten or something.
Right. And we have to think, like, we love Hagrid. These are very poor choices that are being made. One, you have an illegal dragon. Two, it's dangerous. Three,
Venomous.
These children are helping you. They're going out of the school, probably when they're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like,
and putting themselves in danger.
He's
majorly.
Like overlooking all of this. So this is, come on, Hagrid.
He's blinded by the dragon.
That's what you were waiting to say.
You could have said firelight.
I was going to say light, but then I was like, no. And then I was like, fire. But I'm like, no, I'm going to just say dragon.
He's blinded by his love for the dragon.
Yeah. He's in love with the dragon.
Okay. Like
that was supposed to be an Ed Sheeran song.
But it didn't come off that way.
I stress.
But they're like... This dragon's terrible, and Hagrid's like, no, it's like a fluffy little bunny, the way that he treats it. So when Ron was bit, Hagrid, like, told him off. He's like, well, you scared it. Like, come on.
I'm sorry. I think I'm more scared of the dragon than the dragon is of me.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Ron was probably like, I don't ever want to see you or the dragon again.
Again. And so Hedwig finally returns with a response from Charlie. And he suggests the tallest tower at night on Saturday and for his friends to come when they are like flying through. And so they plan to use the invisibility cloak and a crate to get Norbert up to the tower. But I was wondering, like, why wouldn't Hagrid just take him?
Honestly,
it's probably too hard for him. I missed my mic.
Like emotionally?
Yes.
Okay.
Aww. Like it's probably one of those things where like it's easier to say goodbye at like my hut and have them go where like
I feel
it'd
like,
be harder for me to watch him leave with them.
Gotcha. Hagrid may have changed his mind had he been the one that takes Norbert up there, I think.
Yeah.
But I understand that point as well. Like why would he let Harry and Hermione
sneak
put
around
themselves in
and they
you
get
know,
in trouble.
The
again.
Chance of getting in trouble, and he could have just done it, and nobody would have thought anything of Hagrid walking around the castle because he's
an adult.
Right.
Yeah.
He's blinded by the dragon.
He's blinded by the dragon, I guess.
Well, we know that Hagrid doesn't make the best decisions, but neither do Harry and Hermione really in this situation. Why didn't they push that on him? You know?
I think they were just ready to be done.
Maybe they
I can
were
see that.
Maybe they were like, he's not gonna do it, and
This won't get him. If
correct.
You're gonna do something, do it yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
If you want something done, do it yourself.
Tiffany and I are like envisioning things. We're like, yeah, we'll do this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do it.
My head hurts so bad.
Well, you shouldn't headbang when you get in really into stuff. So Ron's bitten hand is in like a crazy bad state and he needs to go to Madame Pomfrey now. But he was scared because it wasn't your average bite. So the cut turned a nasty shade of green. I win. And so he goes to the hospital wing where he tells her that it's a dog bite. Like, which dog do you think it was? Like Fang, or does she know about Fluffy?
And if it was Fluffy, he still would have gotten in major trouble.
He probably wouldn't have had a hand had it been Fluffy. Because there's only so many dogs roaming around at Hogwarts, you guys. Even if one does have three heads.
Maybe one wandered onto the grounds from Hogsmeade. Like, families live there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be.
Really stretching there.
Could be.
It wandered through the forest, got bit by something magical.
So here's what I'm like thinking. I think she probably just like lets this kind of stuff go because she's been doing this for a long time. And in the magical world with kids, I bet she just learns to like not ask questions.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I've seen enough of this crap.
Right. She's like, okay, like, a dog, whatever. Give me your hand.
Yeah. Like I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't even care. Because sometimes I know like in my world with Ed and with young kids, stuff happens and you're like, don't even want to know, just let me take care of it.
I think also, like, can you imagine the things she's seen from people practicing with potions and that kind of stuff? And because, you know, there's those kids that are like real into potions and want to experiment, just like, you know, in real world people do that with chemistry and whatnot. Right. So I'm sure that it's the same type of deal.
Yeah. Or like people like Neville Longbottom that spill potions.
Yeah.
Or like Hermione's, who's like a full-on cat. What does she think about that?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Spoiler alert.
Next book.
Yes. Which we're coming up on.
She's a little crazy cat.
I can't believe we're almost done with Sorcerer's Stone.
No. So Malfoy comes to the hospital wing to taunt Ron, and he threatens to tell about Norbert. And he like lies and says that he has to like borrow a book from Ron. And so he takes the book that Ron had, which contained Charlie's letter about the pickup time and day. So Harry and Hermione go to Hagrid's to tell him about Malfoy taking the letter, and there's no time to change the plan, so they're just going to have to risk it. And I feel bad because they find out that Fang had either been bitten or hurt by Norbert. So I guess my guess is just that he was hurt because otherwise he would be like in a super bad state, like Ron's hand. And so basically Saturday couldn't come quick enough for them. They wanted to be done.
At this point, whenever Harry and Hermione go to tell Hagrid that Malfoy has the letter, that I really can't believe that Hagrid wouldn't have just been like, okay, I'll do it.
I don't know. He's so emotional, you guys.
Yeah.
How
He's
do you
a very
think
sensitive soul.
He is.
How do you think he feels about Fang getting hurt?
I think Fang kind of took a back seat in all this, but poor I feel bad because he's a pupper. We love puppos.
Little dog. Poor Fang.
Fang is really cute in the movies.
I'm going to smooch his little drooly face.
Fang.
Yep.
All right. Operation Get Norbert Out.
What?
You heard me.
He's leaving?
So I thought that it was funny that on their way down to Hagrid's hut, they had to wait for Peeves to get out of their way. Because, you know, Peeves is just always making trouble.
God, love him. I love Peeves.
He was playing tennis against the wall, which just seems so random, but, like, so Peeves-ish. So
Peeves-ish.
I love that.
So they had to wait for him to get out of the way in the entrance hall, and then finally they made their way down to Hagrid's hut, and they discover Norbert packed in his wooden crate, and Hagrid's...
Wooden.
Yeah, wooden
crate. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with this? Sheesh.
I don't know. And he has given him lots of rats and brandy for the journey. Like, why is it popular to give magical creatures brandy?
You're right, because they give the horses single malt whiskey.
But still, like, alcohol.
Yeah.
That's
all
weird.
All the magical animals are just...
Dear Joe.
Dear Joe, why are all the magical animals drunks?
I also I also appreciate that he packed him a little teddy bear. And that...
Yeah.
And that Harry is like... I'm pretty sure it's like destroyed already.
You can hear the rip.
Yeah. The rip of the head coming off.
Yeah. That line always makes me laugh.
Yes, I love it.
Can you imagine if they had tried to do this and Harry didn't have the invisibility cloak?
Never would have happened.
It wouldn't have worked.
No way.
So thankfully he has his cloak. And Harry and Hermione, I don't know how they even like lift this crate. Because at this point, Norbert has to be pretty big.
Yeah.
So they lift him up in his crate and drape the cloak over themselves and the crate, which also seems kind of like a stretch and a feat, but
literally, you know, a whatevs. Stretch.
Yeah. And it's Harry and Hermione because Ron's in the hospital wing, obviously, still. Mm-hmm. So they have to do it without him. And Hagrid crying, "Mommy will never forget you," just pulls at my heartstrings. It's so cute.
Your dragon heartstrings.
My oh!
We're a little bell happy this episode.
There's a lot of colors.
So they're heading up to the tower and they hear something. So Harry and Hermione go into the shadows.
Even though they're under the invisibility cloak. Yeah.
Right.
And they see McGonagall and Malfoy, and McGonagall is not happy. Mm-mm. She's literally dragging Malfoy by the ear and gives him detention and takes 20 points from Slytherin because she found him waiting for Harry up at the top of the tower.
Isn't she, like, in her night clothes, too?
Yeah.
I love it.
I wonder why, like, what made her be up there. I guess maybe it was just her rounds or something.
Oh, maybe.
Why would she be rounding in her gym jams?
Well, because you have to do it, like, because you have to do it all night. So I would imagine that, like,
do you have to do it all night?
I don't know. I would think so. There's got to be somebody.
When do they sleep?
They take turns.
Well, they, like, alternate. So, like, she'll only have to do a round.
Does
like,
she get Tuesdays
or
McGonagall? What if Wednesdays are Flitwick?
What if they take, like, super energy potions?
Who knows?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Caffeine potions.
Yeah.
So Malfoy tries to tell McGonagall that Harry is coming up to the top of the tower with a dragon, and she's like...
Like, how crazy does that sound?
Yeah. And she's just like, Malfoy...
Shut up.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
She is hearing none of it, and Hermione is just so happy that Malfoy gets a detention that it says, quote, she wants to do a jig, which I find funny.
I know, because she's so serious.
Yeah.
Why are you so serious?
So McGonagall and Malfoy leave, and Hermione and Harry go all the way up to the top of the tower, and they meet Charlie's friends that finally take the dragon out of their lives forever.
Hooray!
But so they are so happy about getting this dragon out of their life that they leave the invisibility cloak at the top of the tower.
It's a rookie move, guys. It's a rookie move.
Super amateurs. And they get caught by Filch. And this is where we hear Filch's famous line... Well, 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 we are in trouble.
I love that.
Well, 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 we are in trouble.
So, there's that. And that's the end of the chapter.
What will happen? Oh, we don't know.
I have a lightning bolt round question.
We didn't even let me go into it.
Okay, you can go into it.
Okay, so now we're in our lightning bolt round.
Go ahead, Sarah.
So Sarah's up. Is this one on the fly? You didn't prep any of these, did you?
Do I ever prep?
No.
Do I even write things? Clearly, I got the whole Charlie picking up the dragon thing wrong.
Your excuse.
True. All right, Sarah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready. Are you
My body
ready
is ready.
This? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Yes.
I'm so hanging.
Do it.
I have two. My first question. You're Hagrid. You got a dragon. What are you going to name it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm.
It can't be Norbert because he already took that one.
I wouldn't take that name.
I would not name him that.
I'll answer.
Do it.
Please do.
I name all of my pets after Harry Potter characters.
Would you name it Harry Potter after your favorite friend?
So if I were to get a dragon, I would probably name it Hagrid because... Well,
you,
I can't really explain because
you are Hagrid.
Oh,
I can see Hagrid doing that. This is little Hagrid Junior.
Hagrid the second.
I would name it Hagrid Junior.
Oh, it's Hagrid two.
Part two.
Or I would probably just name it something silly like Spot. Because that's hilarious.
Rover the dragon.
I mean, I had a dog named Rover, a dog named Freckles, and a dog named Snoopy. So clearly we're not too creative in my household. So I would just go with Spot.
I think I'd name it like Incendio or something.
Ooh.
But do you? What if you like accidentally were calling for it and you had your wand in your hand?
You're like, Incendio! Your wand starts shooting flames out.
That's hilarious.
Fiend fire.
I was gonna say that. Yeah. Oh no.
That's evil.
Yeah, that is. I was thinking what the incantation is for that.
Scaly. Oh. This is scaly.
Let me think. I would do something N, like with the N word, because because I like alliteration, so okay. It'd be like, you know.
So you have a Norwegian ridgeback.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nancy,
so,
the Norwegian ridgeback.
Hey Nancy. What's another N?
Nathan.
Nate.
Nathan, Nicholas. The Norwegian.
Neville.
Neville, the Norwegian Ridgeback. Something like
Neville
that.
Neville Longtail.
Yes. That's good.
That's cute.
All right. I have one. You had another a second question. One.
Go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, scale. How excited are you for this pot roast?
I am like an 11. 9 3/4.
I'm an 11.
I am the amount of scales on all of the dragons combined.
It's more than 11.
I'm so excited. It smells good. I can smell it down here.
Let's get through this round so I can eat.
What else can I ask?
I have questions.
Okay.
My watch hit the table. Do you think wizarding families had pet dragons before they were outlawed?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
Okay. What breed of dragon would you want to own?
I
the
like
scariest the, one.
My two favorite names are the Swedish short snout and the Chinese fireball.
I like the Welsh green.
I do too, because it seems sweet.
Seems the most docile.
Yeah.
Sarah? Are people in Wales sweet and docile? Maybe that's how their dragons are.
Perhaps.
I think that there's sweet and docile people in any country.
Everywhere.
To find them.
This is true.
Not at this table.
I like scary ones. So like maybe the Hungarian Horntail, Norwegian Witch. Norwegian Witch back. I'd want to feel one because they're vicious. That's me being a vicious person. I don't know.
How much do you think a dragon egg is worth?
Ooh. $1 million.
Galleons?
Galleons.
Probably a lot.
Sickle, sickle, sickle.
I made you out of metal.
I think it's like a lot.
I think one it's probably like thousands of gallons.
Thousands of galleons, yeah.
Especially if it's outlawed in England.
I'm going to go for like 20,000 galleons.
Ooh. I'm going to go for $20.
Well, they're like super... Like super rare and illegal. Yeah. I think in the trade, if you're, it's like,
imagine
that, gangsters.
You know, like
trade
back
now
in the day,
eggs.
How much did people pay for alcohol when it was
you're right.
outlawed? Right,
prohibition.
So
man.
I'm sure that just think of it in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except something probably on a much bigger scale even than that, right? Like
I have one.
Huge
more.
Okay.
I have one more.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay. How did Filch know that they were at the top of the tower? Or was he just waiting to see if Malfoy was right?
Ooh.
That or Mrs. Norris?
I would agree.
Maybe. I would say either Mrs. Norris or I
but he was
see
there.
Malfoy leaving that note somewhere.
Ooh,
like just leaving
it.
Like on his way up there, he just like drops it.
Maybe
in the hopes
put
that
it
Filch
near,
would find it.
Because they were under the invisibility cloak and they go to the top of the tower. And as soon as they come back down... Then he's there. So it couldn't have been Mrs. Norris, unless you think animals can see through the cloak or smell them.
I'm sure she could at least smell them.
Yeah. Was she around?
Could she smell the dragon?
Doesn't say that she is, but was she ever not by Filch?
She is lurking
a lot. But maybe she is where they just don't notice her because they're so focused on getting Norbert
That's a good point.
Up to the tower.
Or do you think, I mean, Filch likes Malfoy because they're dark dudes. So maybe Malfoy was like, no, I'm not kidding you. I saw this through the window. They really do have it.
Creeping through the window.
And McGonagall was like dragging him around, you know, like down in her office or whatever.
He
was there.
Malfoy, like,
and he
yelling.
Was like, let me go check.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense too.
Because you can definitely see Filch believing something like that over McGonagall.
Oh, 100%.
So he'd be like, chance to get someone in trouble, I'm there.
Right. I feel like he would have camped out there all night, just to make sure.
All night long.
I have a lightning bolt question.
Nobody wants to hear it.
That is mean.
I do.
I want to hear it.
Bye.
Would you have turned Hagrid in?
No.
Not to like the authorities, but just to like
the authorities.
Just to like McGonagall or Dumbledore.
No.
That is a hard no.
If I was going to tell anyone, I would tell Dumbledore to get help.
Yes.
Right.
Because Dumbledore wouldn't have turned him
in. I wouldn't like turn him in a mean way, but I would do it out of concern maybe.
No.
We know Katie wouldn't. That loyalty there. Slytherin.
Yeah.
And for all the no, Megan, no.
No, how dare you?
The only reason I would go to only Dumbledore is if like I was like, okay, Hagrid, like your house is gonna burn down or you're gonna die.
Like if it was like somebody
Ron
crazy.
After Ron gets bit.
Yeah, but they already had a plan.
It was already
true. But if they hadn't had a plan and then one of my best friends had gotten bit by this thing, I would have gone to Dumbledore.
Lies. You'd be like, Sarah, you're just going to die. Bye. And no. left me crying with a swollen hand, slowly dying from the poison.
The body will decay.
But Sarah's spirit lingers on.
I have another lightning bolt question.
Okay.
At this moment in time, do you believe that all...
No.
That all Quirrell needed was to learn how to get past Fluffy? Or do you think he was still working out other things? Because at this point... there's still a little bit of time before they go down the trapdoor, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel as if Fluffy was one of the last things he had to figure out.
I think
maybe he was trying to figure out Snape.
No, well, I think he knew what was in place, but he didn't necessarily know how to
get by them. It.
Like, so he didn't know the music thing, but he knew Fluffy was there. Right. He knew that Snape had potions, but he didn't know how to figure it out. He knew the mirror was there, but he didn't understand how it worked. Right?
I would think that if two 12-year-olds and an 11-year-old can get through it with only finding out that you just had to make the dog sleep with music, that he doesn't really... he's only concerned with getting past the dog.
In some parts.
I mean, but he's an older man. He's a Ravenclaw. He's smart enough to be a teacher.
He's bright. Yeah.
So I don't think he was... he was probably more concerned with getting past the dog... than anything else. So like,
why did it take him so long? Right, he doesn't. This point, because at this point, he knows how to get past Fluffy because he's got.
Maybe he's just waiting for
opportune moment.
Dumbledore left.
Yes.
I just love the fact that I can't talk ever.
Well, yeah.
And then you got the word. Well,
so that fake emergency ministry letter, and Dumbledore leaves.
Right.
So
maybe he was just timing that. I guess that's why it took him longer.
Yep. Do you have any other lightning bolt round questions?
I don't think so. When can we eat?
That's a question. Pretty
soon.
For
another episode.
Let's go into our fan story.
Yeah, I can't eat till after the fan story.
And I just want to say, I love this fan story.
Yes.
Same. So this is from Michael and Martin, who I believe it is their mom. If I'm wrong, correct me. But they use their mom's Facebook to get through to us. So shout out to Aaron Crystal. So Michael says, when I was a kid, I heard of Harry Potter and just thought it was an ordinary book. But as I got older, as in second grade or so, I realized other kids were reading it and I wanted to be just like them. My dad got me the first book, I can't remember why, and I jumped into it. I read two chapters the first day. Later, my friend Sawyer invited me to his birthday and we went to Hogsmeade. He got a wand and I was so jealous. I went home and told my parents that for my birthday, I was going to Harry Potter World. Before we went, we took the quiz, and I figured out I was a Gryffindor. My brother is, too.
Woo-woo.
We went to Ollivander's and got wands. My wand is a dragon heartstring, 12 and 3 quarters in length, and the wood is hazel. For Sawyer's birthday, when he got a wand, my mom gave me a bit of money. I got an owl and named him Pasky. I hope I said that right.
Pasky.
Goodbye, and as you would probably say, don't let the muggles get you down. Michael, age 8.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And his brother, Martin, said, I'm Michael's brother, and I am also in Gryffindor. I haven't gotten a letter yet, but I really like the Harry Potter movies and books. The first time I went to Harry Potter Land, I was really happy. I got a wand and did some spells. My wand is ivy wood with a phoenix feather core. It's 13 inches. And don't let the dark arts slow you down. Martin, age 5.
It's the cutest Martin. Thing I've ever read in my entire life.
You guys are super awesome.
Yes.
Thank you
for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us your Potter stories.
Yes.
Don't let the muggles get you down.
Yeah.
So make sure that you... Okay, so actually we changed this a little bit. Sorry, I have a little spiel that I have in here, but it's just changed recently thanks to one of our listeners. Instead of doing a pinned post on Facebook for the use of discussion every episode, I'm just going to direct everybody to our new Facebook group, which is just Swish and Flick Podcast Group, and it's attached to our Facebook page. All you have to do is request to be in it, and I'll approve you. I just did it so that I have to approve people so that, if clear spam people request to be in it, I can say no. So, I mean, I'm not going to deny you entry, any of our listeners. That's not why I had it be like that. It's clearly just a...
She denied me entry. You won't say anything for me.
I did, but that's just because it's Sarah.
That's true. So,
So I will make a post in the group every time I post it and just say, like, this can be used for discussion for this episode. Or people can start their own posts, anything. It's basically just like a message board. It's really easy to use. It's super helpful. And I've really liked it the past couple of days since we've started it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So, you know, let us know your questions, comments, everything on the episode, and we'll get back to you. We're pretty active on it. So go find us on Facebook. That's where we're most active, and like our page to get all the latest information, and then join our new Facebook group. We're Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook, or Swish Flick Cast on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Find us and follow us on Patreon as well. By supporting us on Patreon, it only helps us to provide you with better content more often. Mm-hmm. Our first goal with Patreon has been met.
Woo-woo.
So now we're on to our second goal, which is Operation Vlogging.
Yes.
So head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast and support your favorite Potter podcast.
Your favorite.
Your favorite.
Yes.
I love
it.
You guys.
Let's go get some podcast.
We're going to eat some pot roast. So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down. Are you aching? Yep, yep, yep. For some bacon? Yep, yep, yep. He's a big pig. Yep, yep. You could be a big pig too. Oi!
I sing that to him all the time.
Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Someone should put this on a Snapchat story.
Philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.